get a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la. Snappy music there, and snap to this. Crystal Vollmer with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center joining us on this Jobs Wednesday morning. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, Shannon. Yes, it is a great Job Wednesday morning. And we have 1,500 new jobs in our community.
1,500?
Wow.
1,500 new jobs, and we get calls daily from numerous businesses looking for our help. And there's a big call out for those who can to look into getting jobs in our schools, in our daycares, because, you know, everyone is scrambling to get the kids back into school in person, and they really need our help.
Okay, so tell us about the kind of jobs, the kind of industries that you want to put the spotlight on this Jobs Wednesday day.
Okay. Well, besides, you know, helping our education ecosystem, you know, get back to work, we are still hosting numerous in-person job fairs. For example, tomorrow from 9 to noon, we have the Federal Correction Complex information session in person at our temporary location. It is 1049 North Academy. And so check out the website, see what you need. The positions are federal positions, so they do come with amazing benefits, and the lowest starting salary is $44,000. So take a look at that. And then on Monday, July the 26th, we have Sodexo with us in person from 9 to noon. They're hiring full-time and part-time food service workers and cooks. Starting wages at $1,282. It does include full benefits, 401k, sick pay, and of course, health insurance. And then next Tuesday, the 27th, we have Central States Roofing Company with us in person from 9 to noon. And of course, they're hiring apprentices and journeymen and commercial roofing in Colorado Springs and our peripheral areas. So, and then next Wednesday, Chick-fil-A is with us in person from 9 to noon. And this is their North Academy store at 7990 North Academy. Apply online and, of course, come interview ready, bring your resumes. And their starting wage is $1,232, and they're hiring front of house and back of house team members. So, just about everything. So that's some examples, Shannon, of how, you know, many employers are, you know, wanting to get out in the community, have in-person job fairs, and get folks on staff.
Right. I don't know if you can make the analogy to buying a home, but it's kind of like a buyer's market right now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Many times when you're going to the interview, you don't have to really do all the stressing that you used to, because they really want you. So just, you know, make sure you're polished and ready. But all of those nerves that we used to feel when it wasn't a buyer's market, so to speak, we don't have to have that anymore, because they really want you.
And Crystal, you know, you'd mentioned you're also talking with a number of the employers as well. I mean, is there hope out there that eventually this labor shortage and this kind of imbalance will even itself out and we'll get some of these much needed positions filled?
Well, you know, I would like to say that, but I wouldn't want to misspeak, because I think we're going to be in this for the next several months, you know, maybe into the new year. It just depends, Andrew, what industry you're looking for. I know our healthcare industry, they're still in the same situation they were all during COVID. They need folks to come and fill those positions. You know, they're not able to serve the way they used to because of labor shortage. So I really can't say, but I know that, you know, economically, we are doing all we can to, you know, to spur folks to get credentials and to get into these different positions, you know, where we have the labor shortage. So check out our website, ppwfc.org. We have lots of, you know, free programs like Upskill, you know, that can help you you know, get some different certifications. You're more than welcome to walk in person and speak to any of our counselors. We are very supportive of apprenticeships, and I know that those are really big right now. And so there's tons of educational opportunities that we maybe can support you with. So check out our website and come on in and let us help you get your next opportunity. And hopefully we can also help the community at the same time fill the labor shortages.
Right, right. There's nothing like that helping hand that a job offers when it's the right job at the right pay. So definitely check them out. Pikes Peak Workforce Center, ppwfc.org is their online persona, and they're also open with their office space. It's a temporary office space. Can you give that address again, Crystal?
Yes, Janet. It is 1049 North Academy Boulevard, Colorado Springs. It is off of Academy and Galley, and so there are no reservations that you have to fill out. We're open from 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, willing and able to serve you. And we also have our job coaches there that can sometimes, you know, have a conversation with you and help you have a more guided search.
Love it all. Crystal Vollmer, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.